Hello, welcome to Behind the Music. I'm Bridget Devon, and today we are back with Martin Welling. We're going to talk about life as a singer-songwriter and his new song, Don't Let Me Go, and just all things living the life with music. Martin, thanks for joining me again.
Happy to be here, Bridget.
Awesome. Okay, so our last conversation, this is kind of like our part two. Our last conversation was a little bit of a get to know you, you know, how you have had music in your life and then taking a period of time, you know, working and raising your family and now coming back into a second season of music. And you're 8 years in with this as your full-time like effort. So for this conversation, I'm really excited to talk about your new song, Don't Let Me Go. Tell us a little bit about the song.
It's a kind of meditation on the way that some of us might want to escape from the world a little bit, and battles that we fight on the outside, and how a person that we love might be able to help protect us from that.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about, do you follow a set routine that keeps you consistently writing? Do you follow inspiration when it strikes? I'd love to hear kind of what that day-to-day looks like for the writing.
Right. Well, when I was younger, I had a somewhat different attitude towards songwriting. I felt like I could write when the inspiration struck me. So I might go days without actually getting any songwriting accomplished, and then I'd feel inspired and I'd sit down and write something. It's kind of an inefficient way to work. But also what I've found as I've gotten older and my years at Berkeley kind of reinforced this is that it's really important to write every day, at least for me. There are days when I will sit down to write, something comes out, but it may not be that great. But I think it's okay. I think it's okay as long as you're continually creating. So yes, I do have a fairly set routine. I typically do my writing in the afternoon, assuming that I have time, and I usually do. I'll sit down with my guitar. I might be working on a song that I've already started, or I may be looking for inspiration for a new song, looking for new ideas, new hooks, new choruses. And I will do that for an hour or 2 hours. Sometimes it's longer if I'm really cooking. And it is a set routine now, and I think that's been important for me.
Absolutely. So it's great when inspiration strikes you, right? I mean, magical things happen. But when you actually really develop like the hard skill and you grind, even when you don't want to write, and you start to develop your songwriting skills, what kind of changes have you seen since you've implemented more of a routine? You know, I know it's probably sometimes hard to kind of grind through it, but have you seen a transformation in your songwriting?
I'd like to think that it's gotten better, maybe for other people to judge. But I do think that I've gotten a little bit more prolific. I've always been somewhat of a slow writer, but now I'm producing multiple songs per year, whereas it used to be, you know, multiple songs per decade. So I think that's an increase. I've got six new songs that are essentially written now, which is pretty good for me, various stages of production and vocal recording and so forth. But I think that's good. So I think I've seen an increase in my creative output.
Very cool.
That's been helpful.
Let's go back to Don't Let Me Go. What was it like when that song first started coming together? Was it kind of inspiration struck? Was it a song you had to like work really hard at? The songwriting side of it.
That one came fairly quickly, as I recall. Some months ago when I first wrote the song, I've been working on the production and vocal recording since then. But I had the idea for this kind of 6/8, somewhat romantic song with a romantic feeling. And I think the lyric, "'Cause I need you now more than ever tonight," came first, and then "Don't Let Me Go." That's bookends the chorus. And of course, as usual with me, I got those hooks together and put together a chorus. And then I spent several weeks writing a whole bunch of verses and throwing them out, writing more. And as I recall, I played the song for Shane Adams, my producer, and he had some recommendation. So the lyrics changed a little bit, not a lot. So, but it came pretty quickly for me. I mean, it was probably done in a couple of weeks.
Amazing. And what are your thoughts on like collaboration? You know, like how songs transform when you bring in more people and let them help develop it. Do you have thoughts on that? Collaboration versus totally like isolated songwriting?
I think collaboration is great, but I don't do it very well, unfortunately. I have done it. I worked with several different co-writers when I was going to school at Berkeley, and it was a great experience. A couple of the songs that I've recorded and posted on my website are collaborations, but I've been working on my own for so long, it's a very natural thing for me, and I'm comfortable writing music and the lyrics, so I don't feel that I need to reach out for someone else. But I'm also open to the idea. I wouldn't mind doing it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're writing music, does it come to you lyrically first or musically, or do you do the writing, music, and lyrics at the same time?
That's a really good question, and I'm going to have to think about it. I think that typically when I get the idea, well, let's put it this way. Sometimes the lyrics come first, sometimes music comes first, but often when I'm getting the hook for the song or a chorus, an idea for a chorus, it's together. They sort of work together. I find that that's best, that you get the best songs, or I do at least, when they fit together kind of organically. And that usually happens when they come to you together. After that, then I'm working on melodies and harmonic progressions musically, and separately I'm working on lyrics for verse. So then the whole thing might kind of become a dichotomy and could work on them separately. But I think the core, for me at least, the core of the song works best if I get the lyrics and the music together.
I totally feel that. One of the things that was running through my head too was, when an idea comes to you, how do you kind of pack it away to come back to it later? Do you remember it? Do you like record just a rough track of it? Or
I should. I know that a number of the people I worked with at Berkeley would do that. So we'd be collaborating and we'd get an idea together and they'd say, wait a minute. Let me turn on my recorder. Let me get this down. I'm not very good at that, but I have a pretty good memory. So if I find a lyric I really like, I'll write it down because I want to have it down on paper. The musical ideas, I typically don't record until they're more fully baked. But I typically remember them because I remember the guitar pattern. And once I start playing the guitar pattern, then the melody comes back and I'm pretty comfortable about that. It won't last for months. If I come up with an idea today, I'll remember it tomorrow or remember it 2 or 3 days from now. So for me, the key is to keep writing, keep working every day, and to jump on really good ideas and work on them seriously, very quickly, so they don't, you know, fritter away that inspiration.
So if you have an artist who, you know, doesn't have a lot of experience and they want to do more songwriting, they want to develop their ideas more, is there like any piece of advice that you would highly recommend somebody do when it comes to songwriting, anything like that, or anything you wish you were doing, let's say 10 years ago?
Number one, write. Writers write. Yeah, writers write. So sit down every day with your guitar, your piano, or your French horn, or whatever it is you write with, and write, create. It doesn't have to be great. You can go for days and not create anything that you really like that much, but keep working on it. So I think that's number one. I think collaborating with people is good. I think it's a good skill. So if you have people you can work with, I also think that learning how to work with people generally is a good thing. And it's something that is harder, I think can be hard for young people. I couldn't do it at all when I was younger. I'm at least able to collaborate now. I think those two are important. It's also helpful to learn from people who really write songs well. And so one thing is listen to the songs you like and analyze them. Figure out what those songwriters did, and both lyrically and harmonically. What chords do they use? How did they put their choruses together? How did they put their verses together? What's the structure of the song? What kind of lyrical ideas did they play with? What kind of rhymes did they use? All of those things are useful, and you can do a lot of that on your own. I think taking a songwriting course can also be really helpful. I took a bunch of them at Berkeley, and they were good. They really forced me to write regularly. We had exercises every day. We had a project that was due at the end of each week, and those things can be really helpful too.
Absolutely. It's easy to kind of be like, oh, I'll write later. I'll write when the conditions are correct. And I was going to ask you, what does the space, the environment look like for you that you write in? What's something that is like a must have in that environment, or what's difficult about certain writing environments?
Well, I write here in my basement studio, and it's a mess. I know I've met songwriters who say they can't write unless everything is in place, and that's fortunately, that's not me, because if it were, I would never write anything. It's a comfortable environment for me. What's must have is a guitar and a pad of paper. That's really the main thing. And I have written in other places, but I do most of my writing here. What's great about this space is that when I have something that's partially baked or three quarters baked, it's really easy for me to record it. I've got my electric guitar is plugged in. I can start Pro Tools and I can play in the guitar part. I've got a recording room back here. I can go and sing when I've got lyrics that are more or less done. I can go sing in the lead vocal and I can jump right in and start producing the song.
Amazing. I love it. Before we head out for our, second chit chat, why don't you let people know a little bit about your newest song and maybe like sound-wise what you're kind of hoping to emote?
I think as I mentioned before, it's a kind of a romantic song. It's in 6/8, so it's sort of a 3 feel. It's a lot of synthesizers on it. And then guitars come in the second verse. It's meditative. I think it's a thoughtful kind of song, and I hope people take it that way. And it builds, and I think there's some nice harmonies in it. I hope everyone likes it.
Awesome. Well, for those checking us out, this is Martin Welling, and we'll be back again next month. Martin, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be right after this sharing probably the chorus of your newest song. And definitely check him out on martinwelling.com. And thanks again so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bridget. Great to chat with you again.
When they say that it's time to go battle the world, I'd rather lie in your arms here instead. But I need you. Sun sinking low, nothing.